here's a story from The World.
The United States announced new economic sanctions against Syria this week, another reminder that the war there is not over. Since 2011, more than 5 million Syrians have fled their home country. Some 400,000 people have died. Today, though, we have a story of hope. It's about a young man who survived the brutal prisons of the Syrian government and eventually made his way to Europe. He recently found out he was accepted to a top university here in the U.S. The World's Shirin Jafari reports.
This is the sound of a happy man. That's 25-year-old Omar Al-Shogri, who at the time he got the news was driving with his best friend, Todd, in the mountains of Norway.
And I said to Todd, we have to stop the car. I have to scream. I have to enjoy the moment. I have to call people. I just to go stop the car.
Al-Shogri spent the next 20 minutes debating who he should call first. His own mom, or maybe his Swedish mother, the woman who adopted him when he moved to Sweden as a refugee. It was a tough decision.
So I called my mom, told her, Mom, I will tell you something, but you don't tell anybody else because I want to have the joy of telling them. And I told her I was accepted to Georgetown. And just she started crying. And 1 hour later, the entire world knew about that. My mom told everybody, and every person mom told, she says to them, don't tell Omar that I told you.
Omar Al-Shogri has come a long way since leaving Syria. He was 15 years old when the Arab Spring swept through the Middle East. Syria witnessed one of the biggest uprisings in its history. People took to the streets to bring down the president, Bashar al-Assad. Omar and his cousins joined in.
I went to demonstration. I didn't think about the consequences of joining a demonstration in Syria. I didn't know that the regime will kill people, arrest people, torture people for just asking for freedom.
At first, the demonstrations felt kind of like a party. People banging drums and chanting slogans. But then things got ugly. Security forces started gunning people down in the streets, and protest leaders started to disappear.
And I was arrested. I was kept in prison, was tortured, I've been released, and I've been detained again, and released and detained again.
Al-Shogri remembers horrific details about his time at the notorious Branch 215 prison outside of Damascus. He was tortured, his fingernails pulled out. He was surrounded by dead bodies, he says. Later, he was transferred to another prison, nicknamed the Slaughterhouse. By the time Al-Shogri's mom scraped together enough money to get him out, Al-Shogri says he was a shadow of his former self.
Really skinny, really tired, really sick, and had tuberculosis.
His mom had fled to Turkey, and she paid a smuggler to get him out of Syria. But he knew he had to get to Sweden for medical care. So, like many thousands of migrants leaving Turkey for Europe, he began the journey in a rubber boat.
Come to Greece, Macedonia, Serbia, Croatia, Slovenia, Austria, Germany, Denmark, Sweden. Going through 10 countries to get treatment for a sickness that's killing me. That wasn't easy.
Al-Shogri made it to Sweden. There, he started a new life. A Swedish family adopted him and his brother. He started school. He also made it his mission to draw attention to the crimes committed by the Syrian government. He spoke at schools. He told his story at conferences and gatherings. He gave testimonies to European war crimes investigators and to the U.S. Congress.
Thank you, members of this committee, for inviting me to testify. As I'm talking to you right now, people are scared.
Testimony from witnesses like Al-Shogri helped push the U.S. government to impose sanctions on Syria. European courts are using testimonies to prosecute former prison officials and torturers. But Al-Shogri's work is not done. When he recently applied to Georgetown, he had one goal in mind, he says, to get quality education.
The more you know, the more dangerous you are for the dictatorship.
Al-Shogri will move to D.C. in January. He says he plans to study business and international relations. He also wants to continue to raise awareness about people who have disappeared in Syrian prisons. He's hopeful that one day he can return to Syria and rebuild. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.